Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner, and this week's thought is called The Fox and the Hedgehog. Stories relating to the fox and the hedgehog have been going on for almost three millennia. The first book I can find was in 600 BC by Greek poet Archaeologus. There are literally hundreds of different versions, including one found in the famous Aesop fables. The first version I encountered was written by Jim Collins, author of the excellent book Good to Great. So I decided to pull some of the best bits from the written text by Jim Collins and Jacobs together. So here goes. The fox is a cunning creature, day in and day out. The fox circles round the hedgehog's den, waiting for the perfect moment to pounce. Fast, sleek, beautiful, fleet of foot and crafty. Surely, it's only a matter of time before the fox triumphs over the dowdier hedgehog. The fox waits in cunning silence. The hedgehog, minding his own business, wanders right into the path of the fox. Aha! I've got you now, thinks the fox. He leaps out, bounding across the ground, lightning fast. The little hedgehog, sensing danger, looks up and thinks, here we go again. Rolling up into a perfect little ball, the hedgehog becomes a sphere of sharp spikes, pointing outwards in all directions. The fox, bounding towards his prey, sees the hedgehog's defence and calls off the attack. Retreating back to the forest, the fox begins to calculate a new line of attack. After a few weeks of this escapade, the fox hears the cry of a pack of hounds coming towards him. The fox plans his escape, but then thinks of another better plan. A few minutes later, another plan. As the hounds come nearer and nearer, finally, as the fox becomes more confused over his possible options, the hounds approach until it's too late and is caught and killed by the hounds. Meanwhile, the hedgehog, unperturbed, continues happily and on his way. I'm sure you've got lots of thoughts about this story, but here's mine. Have a single strategy for whatever you're trying to do and stay focused on it. Till next week, stay focused. David Gardner.